The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Really quick.
Let's do a days real quick.
Yeah. And we'll just put this at the top of other episodes. Yes. I am going to be in lots of places. Tampa, Palm Coast, starting in May 31st. Palm Coast, Florida, June 1st. And then Charleston on June 3rd. Baltimore, June 4th. Then Lexington, Kentucky, the weekend of 8th through 10th of June. And then Asheville on June 11th. And then Philadelphia on June 15th. And Arlington, Virginia / Washington, D.C. The 16th. And 17th. And you can see me co-headline with Justin Martindale July 29th in San Francisco.
That's fun. I'm in Austin, Texas at the Creek and Cave May 19th, 20th. Then I'll be at Dania Beach, Florida, the Improv 26th, 27th, 28th. Then I'll be at Zany's Nashville one night only the 31st.
Go out, Nashville.
Go out for God's sakes. And then I'll be in Spokane, Washington the 22nd to the 24th. And then I'm gone for the entire summer. Come to me just for laughs. I'm there for 2 weeks. If you're Montreal listeners,
Montreal.
For God's sakes, come out.
I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're sloths. Oh, man, we're so good.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
Her bedroom is
messy.
It's psychotic.
Wow, what does that mean?
I've never seen clothes like this. It makes no sense.
It's just
everywhere.
Like the dresser is a shelf.
It's
you
not
know?
Dirty, but it's messy as fuck.
Yeah, I'm not gross dirty. I'm just chaotic.
There's just shit everywhere.
Yeah, it's just like I'll try things on and throw them. And it's bad. I hate it about myself. Are we rolling? We're rolling. So we're just.
And then my house is a spick and span.
Oh, yeah. Are you a Virgo?
I'm Pisces.
Pisces, okay.
My boyfriend's a Virgo and.
Very perfectionist.
We're going to kill each other if we ever live together. I showed up to his place the first time and it looks like. His apartment looks like
an anthropology catalog. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's IKEA when you walk in. Like he's like, don't sit on anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
Don't touch anything.
Can I be here?
Yeah.
Welcome to Slobs. Yeah. We used you an intro.
Oh yeah, we just rolled in to talking about how shitty my room is.
Yeah. How disgusting you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, we're here with Brittany Furlan.
What's up?
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
You're looking at all the cameras. You made it very professional.
I know. I was like, I don't know which one's mine. Yeah. I'm going to greet each of them.
right here.
Okay, good. Okay.
You look at all of them.
I will.
Except for this one. Probably isn't going to eat. But you can look at that one the whole time.
Brittany, Lovely is here. I don't know how to talk right now. Not saying goodbye to your husband, but coming to do Slobs instead, which now I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. It's okay. Like, he'll be back in 2 months.
Oh,
if he, like, dies or something, then feel bad.
Okay.
Oh, I just call you guys. I'm like, remember when I, like, told you my husband was leaving and, like,
and then we're like
I'm like, I didn't say goodbye.
In Europe?
Yeah, he's
Europe,
going to Europe.
Keep Tommy Lee alive.
I know. Yeah. I was supposed to fly into Germany with him. I was going to go next week. I know, so I'm telling you.
Why are you?
Your people.
Are you not now?
I decided not to just because I toured the whole U.S. with him, and it's, like, not fun.
Oh, yeah. I dated a musician. Granted, it was at a much smaller scale.
Yeah.
It's just, like, at a certain point, you're like, yeah, okay, we're in the bus.
Like, yeah, is it bus or is it, like?
It was bus the whole U.S. Ooh. And, like, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, even when you guys go on tour, it's, like, you're not in the city for long.
No, you're not.
No. Like, you're, like, there for a fucking day.
You think it's going to be glamorous and they're, like, where are the closest sandwiches?
Like, you're eating fucking craft service. I'm like, why am I in Paris eating a fucking ham and cheese fucking sandwich from McDonald's? Like, this is fucked up.
Jersey Mike's subs. Disgusting.
In Paris. How did you get these?
Wet. Why are they soaked? What are they? Are they putting water on the subs?
Yeah.
Well, they're actually wet. Have you ever had, you get to the bottom and you're like, oh, this is literally a sponge. I'm like, I'm eating a Jersey Mike's sponge.
It's weird. The meat's like extra wet.
It is.
It's wet meat. It's weird. But
you ruin Europe for me.
It was really bad. Like the U.S. tour, but it was just like a lot of like pack up, go. And like, I mean, if I was a dude and just had like a razor and like a fucking piece of deodorant, I'd be fine, right?
Yeah, that's why men thrive.
Right. But then I'm like kind of a high maintenance bitch. I'm like, I got my fucking dog. I got my shampoos, my conditioner, my face.
My makeup,
right? Like, where do I put like my face mask? You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot to pack up and unpack every other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really want to do it. I mean, if we were like really chilling in places for a while, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, do I really want to drag myself along for this, like, you know, city to city all throughout Europe. I mean, he's like, it's going to be so cool to see stuff. I'm like, yeah, outside the fucking window. plane window, you know, like I might as well just go on Google Images. Like that's
I'll be right there with
I'm
you.
Literally, like I'll just fucking literally look Google it, you know.
Where's the bus parked? I'm just going to go to the street.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, you know what? Never mind.
Have you guys gone on vacation recently at all? Or has it just been tour central?
We went to Tahiti and I got fucking COVID there.
No.
The worst.
What
like
the
I managed
fuck?
To go all COVID with no COVID. COVID. And then we went on vacation to Tahiti like right before Christmas. And in Tahiti, second day, I'm like, I don't feel so good. I'm like, and it's beautiful. No. Like the weather's beautiful. No. The people are beautiful. The food's beautiful.
Just laying in a bed looking at a window.
I know. And I'm like, who the fuck gave me COVID? And then here's the craziest fucking thing. I had COVID and a UTI in Tahiti. Just the worst combination.
That's so bad.
Just so sick, right?
So there's no UTI meds out there. That's even worse. I'm more upset about this for you.
So this is the thing. Tahiti's a fucking island, right?
No.
So we're there and I'm like, I'm gonna need a doctor. Like, I'm bleeding, I'm peeing blood. Yeah. Like,
well,
I'm like,
the
it's
one
painful.
Doctor's on Christmas vacation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, the doctor's also like the hula instructor. Yeah, I'm like, this isn't right. This is wrong. So they get me a doctor. They have to fly him in from the main island.
What?
They're like, he'll be here tomorrow.
And you're like, my urethra won't be here.
Yeah, so I'm getting worried because, like, I've had UTIs that have turned into kidney infections.
I've had one before and it's
that
so-
have turned into sepsis that put me in the hospital.
No!
So I was like, I was just spiraling because I already have so much anxiety. Oh, I'm just like, oh my God, worst case scenario, I'm going to get fucking sepsis. This was the second day and we were there for 8 days.
Oh,
so they fly this doctor in. He shows up. He's wearing a fucking hula, like a fucking,
Tommy Bahama?
What's it called? Tommy Bahamas, like literally like a Hawaiian shirt.
And a fedora?
He has a Hawaiian shirt.
I've pictured
it. It was really scary. It was like weird. He was like, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. He doesn't really speak much English and he has a paper bag and he goes, here you go, take for this, for the UTI. He goes, COVID, you know, I wasn't vaccinated, I'm not vaccinated, whatever.
Rebel.
So I was like, whatever. But so I and not that I'm anti-vax because I have all my other vax, but anyway, so he hands me this paper bag for the UTI, right? And I look inside and it's just white powder in a bag. And I was like, what is this? Is this, do I snort it? Do I lick it? Do I smoke it? Like, do I put it in a spoon and light it? Like, what the fuck is this shit? And he goes, for UTI, just pour in a drink and drink it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Crystal
I've
light?
Never.
Literally.
So I pour this shit into the water and the water turns orange. And I'm like, this motherfucker gave me Tang.
Yeah.
That's fucking
like,
wild.
He gave me fucking Tang. I swear to God. And like, he was $500 cash.
No.
And I gave him $500
so
cash and he left.
And then
did it work? No. So I had the UTI.
Fuck.
The whole trip, 8 days.
No, so that's
you're
no, there's
in
no
pain,
sex.
You're panicking.
In pain, panicking,
zero
and zero sex. And I didn't even know how I got the UTI. Probably from the ocean or my bathing suit or something from the second day. So
I mean, this
my husband
days.
Then was sober, then relapses on the trip, starts drinking.
No,
I was like, am I in like this Dante's like Inferno seventh layer of hell? Like, this is what I think it is. Like, I think,
Jesus
I'm like, am I being
Christ.
Tested?
Oh
like,
God,
who
yes.
did I fuck up in my like life that I deserve this, right? COVID, bloody pussy, and husband
and now your husband's
off
on
the fucking rails.
We love he's on the other side of the island.
No, because, and then when he starts drinking, he gets mean. So I was like, oh my God. So I'm dying in bed all day. He's at the bar turning the fuck up,
oh,
right?
God.
And just coming home plastered every night, mad. He's like, you had to get COVID. Like, it's my fucking fault.
Oh, like I did it on
purpose. Like, I just once let someone sneeze in my mouth.
You,
like, it was my fault.
It all up.
I guess I shouldn't have been face fucking the pilot on the way here.
Dude, was the worst trip ever. And that was our literally last trip.
Oh,
and, like, I made it home. Thank fucking God. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's definitely styrofoam.
Wood fucking somewhere. I'm like, it just falls off. I break your whole set. The whole thing falls down. But, like, I literally, like, made it home. I finally got the UTI meds and thank God it didn't spread to my kidney.
Oh,
but I mean, the COVID wasn't even as bad as the UTI.
Oh, yeah.
UTI was scary.
8 days of that fucking pain.
And the thing was, because my husband was drinking, I was like, I need to go to the hospital on the main island. And they were like, that's a flight. You got to take an hour flight to the main island, then check into the hospital, and they're like, and our hospitals aren't great. Like, they literally said that. Yeah. I'm like, this is my worst nightmare. I said, what do people do when they have heart attacks? Like, he's like, yeah, they usually die, but like, it's really beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
he points to the courtyard. He's like, goes, we dumped them over that rock over there, and you're like, oh, it's a death rock. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
He's like, it's like a really beautiful place to die, though. Like, imagine, like, you have a heart attack, the last thing you see is like a dolphin. Like, it's kind of not so. It's not so bad, right?
Die on vacation.
And I was like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, I already have a horrible anxiety disorder. I hate traveling. I have agoraphobia.
Really?
Like, horrible my whole life. So this was like a big trip for me to go and commit to do. And I was, now I'll never do it again.
No, that's
never. I told him, I said, we're done. I said, no more places without hospitals nearby. Yeah, no more exotic places.
We're
no
going
fucking,
to big cities only.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you want to go on a trip? We can go to the beach in Malibu.
Did
like,
you go? Did you go there? Because does TMZ fuck with you guys?
Well, no, this was, that was a long time ago. Are you talking about the airplane? Which were you talking about?
No, I didn't even. I was just asking.
No, because you're such a high level.
That's why I was like wondering why you went to such a secluded area. Because I don't know.
Oh, Tahiti. He just like, my husband just loves like exotic places.
He wants an island.
I mean,
no,
he's
one's
the
around.
Kind of, we're so different in that sense. Like, he wants to go to fucking Bangkok, Thailand, and like sleep in the jungle.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. Like, I just, that doesn't, any part of that sound appealing. Like, I'm not trying to eat like banana leaves for like 10 days. Yeah, like, I'm not trying to do that. Like,
my
I like
is a four
drink
seasons.
Rainwater.
No,
sorry,
dude, that's what I said. I'm like, we can go to Four Seasons Bangkok. We're not staying at like Bangkok Hut City. You know what I mean? I'm not adventurous.
Hey, you can sleep on the balcony of our private suite.
I'll be inside.
We can put a tree out there. I'm sure that if we ask for a tree, they'll put a plant.
Yeah.
I'll have our butler make animal noise. I'm like, you'll feel like you're really in it. Like, you'll feel like you're really in it.
Yeah. I'll make him wave a leaf.
Yeah, at you. Exactly.
Spray some water.
Comes in a full bear costume.
Exactly.
No, just attack him. He loves it.
He loves being in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, I'm just not that person. Like, we're very different.
He
loves to travel. I don't. So it's like, but like, you know, I like being home. He likes being home a little bit too. So, I mean, it was the worst. It was a trip from hell. So I was like, you know, I'm still kind of jaded. You know what I mean? Now every trip he wants me to go on, I'm like, I'm paranoid, you know?
But now you're here. How long have you been doing stand-up for?
Okay, so I used to do stand-up back in, like, 2007.
Okay.
Like, a long time ago.
Okay.
Like, back with, like, when Gerard Carmichael was starting.
Oh,
and, like, I used to live with Josh Adam Myers.
Josh Adam Myers.
I used to live with Angelo Bowers.
Oh, I loved Angelo.
I don't know if you guys know,
R.I.P.,
but, R.I.P. So I lived with people and was doing it, and then I got on a show on E! And I was like, well, I made it, you know? And then that show got canceled, and then... And then
I should have burned all those bridges with everyone.
I know. Yeah. I just fucking left.
I got a show. Fuck you.
Because I was like, what's the reason like most people do stand up is to get like, you know, acting
gigs
or
a lot of people do it
to
get
a special, right?
If
like,
that happened to me, ta-ta.
Bye, right?
Oh. I'm so tired.
I'm such a like loser purist. I'm like, yeah, I do it for the... I love stand-up so much, I have accidentally fucked myself out of things by being in meetings and being like, yeah, I don't really care about pop culture. And they're like, why are you here? This is E. And I'm like, you asked me to come.
Yeah, I did that exact same thing in E.
Wow.
I think asked me,
I don't really know what's going on.
Like the Kardashians, like, I couldn't name one. They're like, you need to leave. I go,
I know.
And I look back and I'm like, yeah, what were you doing, you fucking idiot?
So your goal is not acting or what
I
is
would
your
love
goal?
To now. Like, okay. I've hit a point where it's like, I would love to. I like making other stuff. I would love to do more, like, do like a funny TV show or like sketches and shit with my friends. But like, at the end of the day, for me, it's like, the ability to do stand-up just at a higher and higher level.
Great.
Cool. I just love the art form.
Yeah.
I love the, like, live aspect.
Yes.
I'm very, like, obviously I would love to do, like, a Netflix special or and stuff like that. But, like, to me, like, I am like, it should be live. I wish more people would just go see it live. It's just different. Even the best Netflix special you've seen in the room is way better.
And that's another thing. People are like, post all your clips. And I'm like, I don't want to post clips online. I want you guys to come to the show.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because people like will be like, oh, like I'm going to come see you. And like better. And I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, wow, you were actually good. And I'm like, yeah. But I don't post it because I don't want to give it all away. Like,
no,
come
no.
out.
Yeah.
Get the fuck
out
of your house. Get off your phone for a second and come fucking see
you're
a show.
You're like, I left my house.
Yeah.
I fucking left my house
and I hate leaving my fucking house. I'm like fucking white knuckling the steering wheel every time I leave
fucked.
My house.
Double thank you for being
I will
here.
Say,
yeah,
I do want to act. So if there's any people listening right now, I most certainly want to be on a show. That's
yeah,
all.
I
that's
be
all.
Clear.
That's why I moved out here.
You'd
all I want to
be great
is
on a show.
Yeah. All I want to fucking
like,
do is
be
act.
You're like so great on a show.
You'll
get on a show. You're very funny. I watched
your stuff. Thank you.
Oh, you're so funny. Yeah, also like, I would love to, so I'm not like...
She's like, I take it back.
Her.
I really... She's like, I take it back.
But I'm like,
I guess I moved here for it, though.
I moved here for acting.
Same.
So that's
like,
yeah,
I would... I think there's people, and rightfully so, who would get enough things acting and get a show that they'd be like, cool, stand-up was fun. I do this now, and I'm... it's going to be, this is my life. I would always come back to
exactly.
stand-up.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd still do it here and there.
Yeah, exactly.
But it'd
be fun to get the bigger job, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, because, like, I don't know. So the funny thing is, I was, like, sitting in my house, and I was like, I need to perform. I'm so tired of, like, auditioning, and, like, you know, you get stuff here and there every once in a fucking blue moon when someone more famous than you doesn't want the part.
Crumb.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to go do it. And I luckily, like, the Improv and the Comedy Store knew me from back in the day, and they were like, sure, come back.
Yeah.
So it was, like, fine. You know, thank God. But, you know, it's been great, and I'm so happy to be back.
But you also don't have to post that many clips because you have a big following.
That's
so
true.
The issue is with us little scummy scum suckers over here, we have to fucking post
nonstop.
It's
like you're building it.
Because you have to build to get to that fucking point where I'm like...
Yeah, well, plus I feel like you probably have enough of a following that people like... Oh, cool. I want to see.
Yeah.
And I can see her live.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. They're like, they see, like, oh, where the fuck is she? I'm going.
Yeah.
You probably, at least every show, have minimum 10, 20 people come see you.
That's true.
So
I do
it's like,
people come.
I don't have that until, and like, I have to keep being like, this is what my shit is. But then I'd only post crowd stuff because I don't want the same thing.
Same thing you don't want.
Right? You post crowd work. I noticed that.
I post, like, I'll just post. I don't give a fuck anymore.
You're like, I post my whole special.
If
you string all my clips together, it's my
It's actually just like, you can watch them back to back. You want to see my special? Just start at the bottom of my Instagram and watch clip by clip.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm so glad to, like, it's just nice to be able to, like, take things into your own hands, right? Like, to not be like, oh, I got to audition to get
to hope for somebody.
Question, were you single before when you were doing it?
I was.
How does it feel now coming back as a married woman? Is it like...
You know what's funny? I feel like, you know, okay, so here's the difference. Back in the day, comedians were... Were you around then too? But you were in New York.
No,
you were here?
Toronto.
Yeah, okay.
She wasn't here.
So here, were you here in like 2007?
I was here,
That's
like, not 2007.
Okay.
I came in 2010, so I met all those people, but maybe you had like moved.
So I was... When I started in 2007, I felt like people weren't as nice. But also, I had nothing. I was no social media. I had no, there was no Instagram.
And no women.
There was no, And there was no women. The only women were Jodi Miller, Eleanor Kerrigan. Whitney was in and out, and Eliza was in and out, and like, you know, but not a lot.
Hellscape.
Just random people you probably won't even remember. Esther Pavitsky was there.
Esther.
She's been in it for a long time. And Justine Marino, but not like a ton.
Yeah.
No.
And I felt like people weren't as nice as they are now. And I don't know if they're nicer now because of the climate of things in life, or if they're nicer now because I don't know, because my life's changed. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's Hollywood. You're gonna get a little of like people being like
fake.
Which
I hate.
I hate that too.
I hate it so much.
You must get it a lot.
I don't actually
sucking your ass.
I don't. Especially in the comedy scene, some comics I notice like are specifically not nice to me, and I think they probably are like, oh, like what the fuck is she doing?
Oh, like
here?
They think she's gonna try to do stand up.
Right. Like they don't know me, they don't know like that this is a thing for them. Whatever.
Comedians are all mentally ill.
I include myself in that. Yeah.
We're all sick
so
people.
Some people are not very nice, but I notice that a lot more people are nice.
Yeah.
Which is cool and supportive. And like the girls are supportive and cool of each other, which is nice.
It's nice to have gotten to a point. And I think some of that
much nicer.
Some
much
of that was
nicer.
Crazy. There was a big shift.
Happened like with me personally of like, because I think when I first started, it did feel like even though I wanted to be like all women, there was this little subconscious thing of like, but they're only going to take one of us. So I got to be the best. Yeah. I want it to be more of us, but they're going to be like, we have our woman, so I got to be that woman. You know?
I'm fucking dead. It's right?
Yeah.
It's
like,
so
you
like,
we
all
got to
go through like one little fucking door, but like, but there's I feel like there is so much room for us. And I like it because I feel like we're stronger together too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and I felt like back in the day, it was a little bit more snide. And now everyone just seems to be much nicer.
But it's also
a lot
helping, it's also helping the climate seem more funny fucking females, and we're not getting the same, oh, I think you're funny, I don't usually like women find them funny. It's like I had somebody the day come up to me after a show and they're like, hey, I like this classic, like I don't really find any
I don't
women
usually
funny.
Find women funny.
And I go, I'll give you a list right now. I go, follow me on Instagram and I'll DM them like a fucking shit ton
of people
a chunk,
that are funny. Yeah.
A chunk. I'm like, here you go. Follow these fucking people. I'm not dealing with this comment anymore. It's
no.
like
it's
because
annoying.
You're still seeing less of us, there's still it's so stupid.
Yeah. And it's also every time I get that, I'm like, have you ever watched any other woman do comedy?
Yeah, you haven't.
And that's not to say that there aren't women who aren't funny, because there's men who aren't, there's people who aren't funny.
Yeah, there's guys who aren't funny.
But usually it's someone who has just never taken time to watch a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you'll always get the guys that no matter how funny you are, you could be the funniest bitch on earth and they will still say you're not funny because you're a woman.
Oh, yeah.
And there's that incel mentality. Oh, like, you know, you do certain people's podcasts that are like have the incel following.
Oh, and don't read those YouTube comments.
And I'm not going to say who, but you know who they are. They're like, get this bitch back in the kitchen. She needs to be bent over the fucking counter. Like, tell her to stick a cock in her mouth and shut up. Like, there's a lot of that.
Yeah. If I ever did Rogan, I know that you would get roasted.
I would be too. I did Tiger Belly and got roasted.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was horrible.
That's fucking
any fucking.
I feel like any big.
Doesn't matter what. Also, it's funny too if I post a clip that's hilarious. Someone would be like, "Well, she's ugly. All right, cool." Like, it's so nuts. It's so infuriating.
They're insane.
Oh, the internet.
But it's like anything they can do to, like, you know, because they're living in their mom's basement. Yeah, so they're you know.
Yeah, all they have is insulting people.
Or they just like are hanging up their Confederate flag all day.
I'll tell you those people are. People who love wet Jersey Mike subs. Those are the kind of people. They love them.
They fucking go hard on those. Like, it's crazy.
They're literally probably fucking the sandwiches.
Yeah, but it's good. You know, it's good to be back and I'm loving it. It's been good.
Love that.
Mostly positive.
Okay, we'll take a quick break here.
And then we're going to come back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now we're back.
We're back.
I'm glad that you're back. You're having fun. You're having fun doing it. We love to see it. Yeah, at our trailer park. This is our fucking pit.
So for you, are you like trying to like lean in and go back like hard with stand up, or are you like trying to force yourself out of the house?
Well, it's both. Yeah, because like what you know, I didn't really tell you guys, but like so I was doing the stand up, and then I got on a show, and then I have had anxiety since I was really little, really bad. Like I just get panic attacks. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Oh,
you know, yeah. You can't breathe. You think you're having like a heart attack,
which doesn't help when you're a hypochondriac and already anxious.
Such a hypochondriac.
Because like, no, this is different. Yeah. This is different.
Yeah,
it's finally happening.
I used to go to the hospital like all the time. Like, I'm dying. They're like, you're 26. And I'm like, I don't care. I'll be the first one of a heart attack. I don't care. Watch it. You're going to be in jail because you didn't, you know. Anyway, it was horrible. So they started coming back and I was like, fuck. And then Vine came out and I was like, okay, cool. I can still do comedy, but stay in my house.
I can create.
So I was creating, but I didn't really have to leave my house much unless I was like collaborating with somebody and then I'd go
that
kind of back to my house.
Inadvertently drive it up.
It fed it. And so I got really cozy and I was like, I'm not leaving my house. Like, I'm making money and I'm staying in this fucking house and I love it. And I was like,
and it gives you the like, well, now people expect me to make Vines.
Yeah,
I can't go out.
Yeah. I don't have time for stand up. Like, I just kept making excuses. And so I did the Vines and they were successful. And then that died. And then I was like, okay, great. Back to square one.
And you're like, no, fuck.
Yeah, it was really bad. And I kind of was just kind of trying to figure out what to do at that point. And I still have this very bad anxiety. I don't think I'll ever get rid of it. But I married my husband and I...
Luckily, he's very calm in the storm. You know, just...
Calm man, under the radar. No one knows who he is.
Low key. Dead. But like, it's so funny because he is just fried, like pretty much all his brain cells with drugs, that he like doesn't have any anxiety.
So he's
like,
blessing.
He's like, whoa, why are you freaking out? Like, what's wrong? You know what I mean? Like, I'll be having, because I don't know why I have them. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like,
just panic.
Can't breathe.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
and I'm choking.
Fuck, that sucks.
And he's like, what the fuck? Are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm freaking out. And I'm like, can I have a hug? And he's like, what's that going to do? And I'm like, just give me a fucking hug. Like,
it releases oxytocin. There's science behind this. Hold
like,
me.
He doesn't really know what to do. Uh-huh. And he's like, well, that sucks. Okay, I'm going to go back to sleep. And I'm like, all right, dope. Like,
I'll just be
like,
here shaking.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, it's cool. Hope you enjoy the vibrating bed. Like, I'm just fucking dying. So I don't go go to the hospital anymore. I kind of just ride him out. But it's so funny because he has no anxiety and he doesn't get it at all. And when the first time I was having having one, he thought I was having a seizure. Because I get full on, like, my jaw starts shaking.
I've had it that bad.
Like, crazy.
Like,
my whole body's shaking, and I kind of tense up. And he was like, what the fuck? He was like, are you okay? And I'm like, you thought I was having a seizure, and you didn't call 911. You just stared at me. I'm like, this is great. Like, in emergency situations, he's just going to stare over me and go, are you okay?
Or just
are
both
you
in
okay? I'm just freezing out. I'm just, like, dying. He's like, are you okay? Are you okay?
One
like,
arm is completely severed off.
Yeah, like, he just doesn't.
Hey, babe, you're being a bummer.
Yeah, he's like, I'm kind of trying to sleep right now. Could you stop doing that?
I need to watch clips of him now to see how good your impression is of him.
No, he's literally that guy. Okay. Like, if you met him, he'd be like, whoa, nice to meet you. Like, he grew up in Covina. He's a California boy through and through.
I didn't know
he's
a
California boy through and through.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he was born in Greece, but he came here when he was, like, three.
Oh, so damn.
He grew up in California. Okay. So he's literally Spicoli from fucking Fast Times. Like, that's how he talks.
That's so funny.
And
he's
that's his whole
that.
Fucking wave. Like, but I'm, like, so jealous. I'm like, what drugs did I need to do to, like, get rid of that part of my brain? You know? I'm, like, about to get a fucking lobotomy over here, you know?
Is there no meds to take for...
I'm on medicine. Okay. I take one medicine because I don't want to be on, like, a ton. I have friends that are on a ton and they're
even worse. That makes you weirder.
Yeah, it makes you, like, weird. And you know they're on it because you're you're a little weird. Like, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you're like, I still want to be me just without the anxiety.
So I'm on this, like, medication. I've been on it my whole life since I was, like, 16, called Effexor, and it really helps. Like, I normally wouldn't even be able to leave the house. That's how bad they are. So it helps me, like, leave the house. And then, like, when I have the really, really bad ones where, like, my heart rate goes, like, 200, I have, like, a Klonopin to, like, knock it down.
Damn.
But if it's not up super high, like, I check on my Apple Watch. I'm like, if it's not crazy high, then I'll just, like, chill and try to breathe, you know, or take CBD or passion flower. Oh, dude, it's
box breathing.
Yeah, that shit's, like, out the window when you're having a full blown one. But I try to stay natural. I don't really take the benzos because they're, like, really addictive. You know?
And
then I'd be like this all the time. Yeah, you'd be fucking, they knock me out.
Do you get them before going on stage ever?
I get, you know, so the thing is, right before I go on stage, every time before I go on stage, I do get a really high heart rate. But I do have, like, beta blockers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I can take, like, my Apple Watch is set to alert me at, like, 150.
Oh, shit.
So if it's going too fast, then I have to take a beta blocker. But that doesn't calm your mind. It just calms
the
your
body.
Heart okay. working okay. so hard. Okay. It makes your heart not work
so
hard.
So you're still in that, like, hyper aware.
Yeah, I'm still mentally like, nah, but my body's like, dude. Like, it basically opens your blood vessels in your heart, so your heart's not working so hard.
Damn.
Yeah. They give them to people that have, like, heart problems. But
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like a hummingbird. I'm like, you know what I mean? So chill the fuck out, right?
Keyed up. This is going to sound so maybe creepy, but not because whatever. I was listening to an audiobook by Dr. Amen, and he mentions your name in the
Dr.
book.
Dr. Amen. I went and saw him.
I'm like, I just found him on a TED Talk and have been in a rabbit hole. Did you? Yeah. I just wanted to ask, like, did you like that experience?
He's great. I went and had my brain scanned with him, and, you know, obviously, like, he was like, you have really bad ADHD, which I don't treat. I don't want to be on amphetamines, you know? I don't want to be on, like, Adderall or Focalin or any of that shit because I already got a fast heart rate, you know what I mean? Oh, you're on that? It's no
big deal. Well, no, I have, like, anxiety, depression, ADHD, and what I've found
works
for them is... I was very scared of it, too.
Yeah,
I mean, my dad was, like, a meth head. I'm like, I don't want to be...
I was on it before, and it was not for me.
Well, for some people, it makes the anxiety worse.
Right.
But my anxiety was coming from not getting anything done.
Right, right.
Because of my ADHD, which is, like, 8 million thoughts. Anyways, sorry, not to interrupt.
No,
but
it's okay. So, basically, like I said, my brain, he's like, you got a lot of, like, ADHD shit going on. You got trauma, you know, like, all this stuff that, you know, basically I just had a crazy childhood, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I have these panic attacks. So
yep.
It's all from that, you know. And people are like, oh, well, you can just, like, you know, heal it, whatever. But it's like, the thing that people don't get is when crazy things happen to you when you're so young, it actually changes your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
So it's like, it alters your brain. You know, and then there are ways to, like, rewire your neural pathways or whatever. But, like, you know, I've tried. I've gotten off the medicine. I've been on the medicine. I've tried all the fucking retreats. I've done yoga. I've had my brain zapped. I've done TMS.
I've had
so much shit done to try to get rid of this. And I'm like, you know, that the thing is with stand-up is it's like, it's exposure therapy. So the biggest thing for agoraphobia is putting yourself through it.
Yeah.
And it sucks and it's so hard and it's so fucking gnarly and you just
But
get
that's
so,
changing the neural
but
pathway.
It changes the neural
to
pathway.
To go like, because your brain's like, oh, we didn't die.
We didn't die. It's safe. And you do it again and again and again and again and again. And eventually every time you get less and less afraid and it's been happening. So
it's
working.
That's great.
That's great.
That's also so fucking hard too to... Because stand-up's already fucking hard.
It's already hard,
So you're thinking of your fucking jokes and being funny, and then at the same time, you're like, ah, like,
try
having this whole fucking thing. Like, that's
attack.
So... And, like, people don't realize that. Of course, when you go on stage, they're like... You know what I mean? They're judging you just from probably your appearance second you walk on, because people are like, oh, women are funny. Oh, woman. Yeah. And then you're like, I'm trying not to fucking lose my mind here. Yeah. What's my next fucking joke? What's this crowd work shit going on? Like, that's intense. That's a lot.
It's very hard to manage, like, my brain and then also, like, my set. And I'm like, okay, like, try to remember everything, you know? Like, I get so in my own head trying not to have anxiety that I try to, you know.
But you take a cheat sheet up with you?
I do have a little cheat sheet. It's actually in my bag, but I don't look at it. I never take it out, but the fact that I know it's there.
It's like a security blanket.
If I have a fucking blank slate for some reason, then I know I can grab it. But thank God it hasn't happened yet. And I even keep like a little beta blocker in my pocket just in case.
If the shit really hits the fan.
You're just popping it on stage. I'm like, fuck it. I'm taking this fucking bill. That's actually
kind of
funny.
Look what you did to me.
I told this on another podcast. I was doing the bourbon room for the first time. It's a big room. Have you guys done it?
Yeah.
So I was like a little nervous because it was like a lot. It was a sold out show. And Brett Goldstein was like right before me. And he had just finished and he was standing there. And Neil Brennan was bringing me up. And my watch alerted me that my heart was going like 170. And I was like, fuck. And I'm like, I got to take a beta blocker. So Brett is just standing there staring at me. And I'm like, just like, look away, dude. Because like, I'm about to go on stage. I can't run to the bathroom. It's all the way downstairs, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that is so far.
That bathroom is in another planet.
Yeah. I'm like, what is this place? Like fucking Pan's Labyrinth? Like, you got to go through like pay a troll. Like, it's horrible. Yeah,
it's insane. I'm like, are we in the inside of the earth?
No, it's weird. It goes down. It goes down deep. So I fucking take the beta blocker and he just watched me the whole time take this. I'm like, this guy's going to go fucking probably be like, this bitch is on pills. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, it's a beta blocker. Like, I'm not taking drugs. Like, it's not
it
drugs.
Works that immediately?
It does. It works within like 5 seconds. Well, the one I do, diastolic. I mean, if you guys get a fast, like a crazy fast heart rate before you go on stage, it just literally all they do is they open your blood vessels of your heart so your heart doesn't have to pump so hard.
Oh, shit.
It just makes your heart rate go back to normal.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they
give them,
I feel like I probably do, but I'm somehow in my psychotic brain, I'm like, I think that fuels me. I'm going to drop dead on stage one day.
Well, maybe for some people, it makes you faster, right? Because you're like, but your adrenaline's still going. But the thing is, your brain doesn't slow down. So even if you're having those like, you know, spontaneous thoughts or those anxious thoughts, it'll keep that, you know, but your heart won't be working so hard.
Shit.
Yeah. Do you guys get nervous anymore? No, because you've been doing it for so long.
I used to like panic and have to take a giant shit before every set.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
You get like anxiety shit.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's what they call it, scared shitless.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. No, it's like my body's in flight.
It's like fight or flight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I have like PTSD weird shit too. Yeah. So like it would just be like sometimes really cutting it close where it's like, you're next. And then the person's doing 7 minutes, and I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom and hope I'm.
You gotta time your fucking your anxiety just shit. Just fucking pinch it out.
I don't get too nervous. I think I still feel the energy, but I get like more excited unless it's like, if I'm told someone so and so is watching important person,
I hate that.
It's like just don't tell me,
because
then I go
that should be a rule. Never tell you who's in the crowd. I hate when they do that.
I have only just recently. And I feel like I'm gonna end up going back on this like rule I've set for myself of like, don't plan your set based on that. Cause my problem every time I've done a showcase is I'll be like, well, I'll do this set, or if I know someone's watching.
Yeah.
And then instead of being my normal present self, I'm like, just go
you're
to the
robotic,
next joke. And
you don't
one
have
time.
Fun.
Yeah. And it's like, that sucked.
Yeah, I feel you, dude. But you know what? Whatever. It's like they're not all going to be fucking winners. Some days you're going to be not in it, and some days you are. And who fucking cares? Yeah. Whatever. We're all going to be dead one day. No one's going to remember.
That's exactly it.
Right?
But they might remember that one bomb, and I remember every bomb I ever had. I also have the shits. I get the shits sometimes. Not anymore, but I had the shits so bad opening for Rob Delaney years ago.
Oh, wow.
At a big theater in Toronto.
Yeah,
and
it
was so bad. My sister was banging on the door. She's like, they're calling your name.
Oh,
I'm like,
my God.
I'm like, water is coming out of my anus.
But that was like a theater.
Yeah,
huh?
It was my first big show. Whoa. And I was like, I can't get out of the toilet. My sister's like, stall. So the host was like, so anyway, I was like, I couldn't close my mouth. I wouldn't close. It was a nightmare.
That's so
How did
funny.
It go?
It was very great.
It was.
So
funny. The shit finished quickly and I ran out there. But now,
sometimes the shit helps. I feel like.
I only get I get a weird nervous here. here still in the main room for some reason. It's the only room I got a weird thing.
Main room's a big room.
I do too.
And when fucking Rick Ingram, who I always
So good at crowd work.
That's it. You're done. And the crowd doesn't want you after.
He does all the crowd work and there's none left. I've been watching him for years. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is just insane.
I love him. I always
He doesn't
sit
even have to do fucking stand. Like, he doesn't even have to have a set.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He's so fucking quick. It's unbelievable.
It's wild. But then
you're good at it too. You're like the female version of him.
Well, no. I can't go back. I can't go back for him. I keep trying. I'm like, it's like a fucking mission of mine to be able to kill after him and do crowd work as well.
Yeah.
But it's
Do crowd work. Yes, that's where you get fucked because the hardest part about following Rick, which obviously because he's funny and he's obliterating the crowd, they're in a mood where they want crowd work, but it's all been done.
Yeah, there's not even one subject you can touch.
The best set I've ever had after Rick, I came out and I've gone jokes. Like, no, but I addressed it. I was like, we just had a lot of crowd work. I don't want to fucking talk about you guys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you about me. I don't care about who's Chinese.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's fine that you are, but like, it's almost going like, okay, that was fun. Something else, but the time that I physically addressed it, and that was a little weird for me. Mm-hmm. But then it reset the room because, like, also just doing jokes, people are like,
I'm getting pissed off that why. Can't I watch him? Yeah, so I sit. He's so the only comic I watch, and I watch, and I look at everyone he talks to, and I sink in everything he fucking says. Mm. And I go, okay, I either add on to something or I go to someone completely different because there's other people in the crowd you can go to.
You have to go all the way to the back. Oh, of the I'm room. In like, the back. Everybody see this guy back there? Yeah, I can't tell if he's black or white, but fuck that guy.
He's got a couple eyes on his head. Hey, look at his eyeballs.
Where are you from? You all the way in the back.
But I'm like, everyone's crowd work is still different, though. It's still going to be fucking different. We're going to ask different questions. And I'm like, how come it's... I know I mentioned this before because I get so mad. How come 10 comics can go up and talk about my wife, my kids, dating, but then 2 comics do crowd work and they're like, seen it? No, there's nothing else you could say. I'm like, there is. And I'm going to say it. And I talked to Greg Fitzsimmons about this because we both get annoyed that we're like... Him not as
their
much.
Their adrenal Ian glands Bagg. Have been
Ian
depleted.
Bagg's Ian Bagg's a hilarious. Have you seen Ian Bagg yet?
No, not yet.
An amazing crowd work.
Killer
goes,
crowd work.
Oh, killer. Yeah.
I've never seen, I don't know what his jokes are.
I don't either.
Because I've only seen him here and he just.
Crowd work?
He did an entire set off of me talking about soaking once. Like I have a soaking joke. He did an entire 15 minute riff on my soaking joke and it killed harder
soaking
than my regular
joke.
Soaking
in a tub?
Soaking like Mormon soaking.
Do you know about Mormon soaking?
No.
Oh.
Are you Mormon?
Ew, no. I dated a disgusting ex-Mormon. No, I'm not Mormon, so I learned too much about the Mormon community.
Oh, whoa, what the
and
fuck?
And we love
isn't that
the Mormon.
Is when you sit in your blood or something?
No, it's when it's when the guy inserts his penis to have sex.
It's like
they
before
have to,
they're married, they can't have sex?
But he puts it in and leaves it in there. They don't move, but a friend comes over and jumps on the bed in order to give the guy the movement and the push to get it into the soaking position. This is fucking real.
But wait. So they're not technically having sex?
Yes.
Because he's just in there. Like that.
It's in there and
what is that,
he
a
didn't
Third
put
Eye Blind
in
song? In the who sang that song?
Just who put it in?
Never mind.
He puts it in, but because he's not doing the movement, his friend is like moving the bed. So that's like the third party where it's like he's not actually doing the movement.
Did this just happen to you?
No.
Ew, no.
Oh my
this
god.
This is like young adult.
Is this your trauma? Like,
yeah,
is
yeah,
this
no.
your PTSD?
My ex is my PTSD.
That's
no. This
so
is
fucking weird.
And then they just lay
weird.
There.
But
never heard of that.
Oh, you'll see it now. Now that we've mentioned it and your phone's picking this up, your algorithm's gonna be fucking stupid. Even if you get bored.
You're
gonna
get Mormon influencers
I
going
just
like
Jersey
okay,
mics
girls.
And yeah, fucking yeah. soaking. I'm like, thanks a lot, guys. I'm fucking I'm throwing my phone away.
Speaking of soaking, here at Jersey Mike's, we got
that's how they make Jersey Mike subs. They put it in.
Yeah,
a friend
way.
Pushes it in, they put it out.
Let it sit there.
Fucking dead.
That used to be my job, actually, before comedy. I was the
Jersey
soaker.
You're the soaker, Jersey myself.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Next!
Where did you guys work before you did this?
Oh,
everyone's had weird jobs.
Yeah, you had
right before I started stand-up, I was doing PR for a nonprofit school for blind and visually impaired children. But I've
Jesus.
Had some...
I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow, I don't know if I knew that.
Oh, I was a hero.
That's like a real job.
Yeah,
I'm
what
talking
the
about,
hell?
Like, working at Chuck E. Cheese or
yeah,
some
no,
shit.
No,
I worked at a Hess gas station. I was a phone sex operator. Yeah.
You a phone sex operator?
No, people always think so. I know.
I was
going to
say. Will you want your wiener work or not? I'm dead.
Yeah, it's just fucking
it's hilarious.
I'm
so
sucking your cock.
Yeah.
And I'm also smoking 3 cigars.
Yeah, I'm so wet time. Right now.
That's crazy.
Yo.
You did phone sex operating?
I did.
So how much does that pay?
It's
I'm all just in case it doesn't work out and I get dumped.
I the base rate was not, it was like not crazy, but then... I think at the time I was doing it from like in Florida and but it was from a company out here, I think. you got bonuses for how long you kept them on the line. So I think I averaged like $18 an hour.
So they call you and like, what if you're like out shopping or some shit?
Well, you have to have a landline, which is so funny. That's I had a landline. So
are you
and I had
the
two
cord?
Roommates.
That's so funny.
So they would, they'd just be like walking around. They'd knock on the door like, do you want to go to the bar tonight? And I'd be like,
shut up, I'm coming. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm so fucking horny.
I'm
sorry.
So thirsty for that PBR.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a whiskey.
Oh, yeah. So would you literally have to pretend you were, like, coming and shit?
Yeah, it was weird. They, like, want you to make, like, sound effects. But the first note I got after my first week was, like, create more of a fantasy. They're like, paint a picture. And I was like, these men don't care. They want to hear what they think sounds like a pussy. I mean, they're chewing a banana, like...
Wait, did you ever like think a voice was hot and get like kind of off on it? Or did they not really talk?
Like, no, there were times where I was like, because I'm a fucking horny creep.
You're
I was
like, who is this?
Did you ever masturbate? Actually, for real?
She did.
She told me she masturbated to her car, too.
Yeah. Do you right now?
Well, I'm very auditory. Yeah. I haven't in a while in the car. But
she
like,
has in the car.
I'm very, like...
Disgusting. I masturbate every day. It's pretty normal.
Every day. Not in the car, like
not
a pervert.
Well, I'm
day.
On the go.
Every day.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't stay in my home. Yeah. I have places to be.
Yeah.
On the and fucking, things to come about.
You're like, I'm a multitasker. Yeah. Now that I'm on my ADHD meds, I know how to multitask.
Thanks, Vyvanse. I'm just on the phone eating a cheeseburger.
Everything at once.
Masturbating in traffic with my leg.
That's crazy. Disgusting. How long did you do it for?
I just did it for like less than a year. I basically like graduated college and knew that I wanted to move to LA.
Uh-huh.
But I like worked for a year doing three different jobs. So I was also working for the state at a place called Division of Blind Services.
Jesus.
Where I helped blind and visually impaired adults. This, by the way, my degree was PR. I don't have like a blind. It doesn't matter.
Wait, you worked for the state and did the phone sex stuff at the same time?
Well, here's the crazy thing.
One of the blind guys comes in. He's like, I know this.
I recognize you.
I know who
Rock
this is.
Hard
I did start doing jokes about like blind people for a while. And I was like, this is bad. Just because I'm like, well, what's turning this guy on? Like, is it the smell?
The feel of a titty?
Yeah. I found out about the phone sex thing from a woman who became my client at the blind services because she was doing it but wanted a different job. And this woman, I don't know if I'm...
Was she blind?
She had macular degeneration, so she was heavily visually impaired.
Whoa.
This woman comes in her 70s, a woman named Fran. She walks in the first day, she's wearing a leopard print shirt and Crocs.
And she did phone sex?
And had blue blockers on, and bless her fucking heart, still the sticker on the shirt. And I was like, Fran, they got the sticker. Her. And I went to her house once to like, we help set up accommodations and stuff, and like... This woman, I'm fucking obsessed with her. She had a tattoo on her neck that she had gotten in the last like year when she visited her son, hoarding things from QVC and HSN. She's Whoa, just like a chronic shopper. And she's like, I really want to get a job because Home Shopping Network is based in where I lived at the time, St. Petersburg. Yeah. And they had at-home clerks. I also did that.
Wow.
Jesus. So I worked my full-time job. I'd go do shifts doing like... at home selling things at HSN, and then on the weekends I had the day shift of phone sex, and let Whoa. Me tell you, those lines don't stop. And the thing is you're not actually sure who they're calling. You clock in and you like come in through this back line, but they're like, you don't know what number they've dialed, and like there's certain rooms they I guess put you in. I never got moved into like, I was like, put me in the dominatrix room. They didn't. But like, you're when you get your training, you're told to, they're supposed to think that you also called in. So this is some like horny party line where I'm just supposed to be like, I'm also horny.
I can't believe we got matched.
Yeah.
My pussy's so wet. I was just here like, what do I do with this wet pussy?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a super hot
like
woman.
Any woman would do that.
Yeah.
Dead.
That's just like, no one will fuck me. So I'm home on a Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
That's when you did it.
Yeah. I had like an 8 a.m. to...
8 a.m. Waking like up with that.
These guys
boner.
Are waking up with chubs, and they're like, "I gotta get this thing worked out."
Dude, morning and you got some weird shit in there too.
God,
what about you? Where'd you work?
I worked a lot of waitressing jobs, a lot of bartending jobs. I worked I worked at a waiting pool for years,
you
like
soaked.
A kids' pool. Which was, I worked in a very bad neighborhood, so the people used us as babysitters, so they would just, like, leave us
leave
there.
Their kids.
In the
kids.
Pool?
The kids would just come, and they'd lock me in the hut, and they'd find, like, dead birds and chase me with them.
Oh, my God. You're like a camp counselor, kind of?
Yeah, and then I worked camps. I worked a skateboarding camp, and I worked, I did a
camp sounds
60-plus improv camp with these like women that were hilarious. They were so great. Funny. And then we had a million serving jobs. Then when I moved out here, I worked under the table because I didn't have a green card for the first few years.
Oh, wow.
So I babysat for a guy who had a nanny cam who spied on me.
Ew.
Who then fired me because I didn't praise his daughter after she hit me for 3 hours. And I found out he fired me because he was watching me on the nanny cam and didn't tell me that he had one.
That's so creepy.
And I saw him here. A fucking 2 months ago, I can't remember his fucking name. I remember his goddamn face. I saw him here. He used to be an open mic when I moved here. He's a fucking loser. And I saw him up here and I was like, if I ever see him here again, I'm getting kicked out.
I think you can sue him for that. I mean, it's a little late.
It's a little late now, but I found out after I fully could have. Because I used to bike, like I had a bicycle, I didn't have a car. So I'd bike there and I would like be so paranoid something was going to happen to this kid. So I'd watch all the time. So I'd like change my bike clothes in front of her just because I didn't care. I'm like, my bra was still on. I wasn't nude.
Yeah.
But I was like, I changed my sweaty bike clothes into my clothes. Oh, yeah.
And what did he do for a living that
He
guy?
Was, I think, like, a writer. He was, like, so... He's younger than me. Him and his wife, like, his girlfriend were together. Like, it was fucked up. She was younger than me, too. And then I worked at horrendous catering gigs out here. Oh, like, for high-end... I worked for one. I think I don't mention before, but it was for fucking, like, a Days of Our Lives.
Oh, my God.
I've mentioned this before. And they all had butterflies in these, like, little envelopes.
No, you have not.
And it was so fucked up. And then when they came out, they like everyone opens a piece of paper and the butterflies was to fly out.
Oh no!
But the butterflies, when they're in a piece of paper,
they die.
They all were like, these like monarchs were coming out, and I was like, stepping on these fucking butterflies. So these surveys, and it was so fucked up
on the floor.
Oh, there was a lot of dead butterflies. Oh. No, it was bad. I felt bad. I was like trying to save them, put them up and stuff. But it's like they all were like, because they were in this paper so long. I was like, why did they think they're gonna open this up? And all the butterflies were like, freeze. Also, how much money do you fucking have to waste it on hurting fucking
people
innocent?
So
whose
sucked.
Job was that?
They gave me a box.
No, stay.
And they're like, hand these out. I'm like, what are these? That's, and I opened it, I was like, oh! So like, I'm like, fun. I thought it was like sparklers or something, like little like sprinkles, like with fucking confetti.
Glitter.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, there's a live animal in this thing.
That's
sitting in
so
a fucking box.
Horrible.
It was sick.
That's.
I can't remember the person's
name. Oh my
God,
I love butterflies. That's so sad.
Me too, it's devastating.
No, it was really sad.
Like really
I know. It was very bad.
What year was this?
This was like 5 years ago, probably.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe
6 years ago.
Called PETA. You're like, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Days of Our Lives hates animals.
Well,
shut them down.
The Beverly Hills Country Club, they're fucking horrendous to their workers over there.
Oh my God.
Disgusting. They're so bad, yeah.
Did you ever meet anyone cool?
No, I don't think I did. I don't know who anybody is. I don't know celebrities, so I probably did, but I don't know.
Yeah, I say that, and I do the same. Like, at most, a celebrity, like, I've been like, have we met?
That's the worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like,
I have done that so many fucking times at Erewhon. Like, because there's so many fucking famous people there. And I am that person that I'm like, I don't think, I've seen him on a movie. I think, this is fucking Brad from, like, I know him down the fucking street because I've lived here so long.
Yeah, you know?
I moved here when I was 17. I'm 36 now. So
we've
like,
met.
Oh, probably fucking met this guy. I have done it to so many people.
That's so
like,
funny.
What's their reaction?
People, they know immediately.
They're probably used
like,
to
they're
it.
They're used to it. And I'm like, this is me. This is my face. Like, you're a famous person. I'm all, oh, hey. And then and then it clicks. And then I'm like,
okay.
All right. Good to see you. Enjoy those $45 macadamia nuts. Like,
Who's the worst one you've done? Most embarrassing.
Oh, who was it?
I don't see a lot of celebrities.
No, I
anymore.
Do the hey, and then I go, ooh, fuck, never mind.
I think that's why I'm afraid to say hi to people
now. who was it? It was a girl. It was a.
I did it to Donna from that 70s show.
Oh, that's funny. It's always people that look like you. They could be your friend.
She was blonde at the time.
It's not like the super famous because you know who they are.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, oh, that was Brad Pitt.
Who is famous, but. I have a funny Brad Pitt story. So I'm trying to think who it was. This was so long ago, Erewhon. I've done it so many times, but. What was her name?
Not famous enough.
No, she was famous. It was like Alyssa Milano or some shit like that. Like, it was like someone who was on a TV show that you're like, oh, I know this person. And then you're like, but I don't know them.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, my God.
What's the Brad
Wait,
Pitt
okay, before we
I
go.
I told this on another podcast. Okay, so
we
I was flying to New York with my husband for the MTV Movie Awards. And we're sitting in first class, and this guy, my husband just passes out. And I realized that I had not packed like any CBD or anything, and I don't fly well. And so I started having a panic attack as soon as we get in the plane. I was tired. It was like early in the morning. If I wake up too early. So I'm like freaking out. It's the worst. And I have my dog, and I'm like normally allowed to hold my dog. And I took my dog out, and the stewardess was really mean. queen. And she was
in
like,
first class.
She was like, you can't have her out anymore. That's the new law. Like, even if they're service or whatever, you got to put them on, not service, emotional support. Yeah. You got to put her under the inner bag. And so I was like, started to shake. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I just started.
I don't want to be a problem.
And I didn't have any medicine. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing a full blown panic attack. I look over at my husband. He's all like, pass the fuck out. I'm trying to like poke him. Like, dude, I'm fucking. He's like, oh, he's sleeping. He's like, he sleeps like a rock. So this guy is sitting in front of me with like a white bucket hat and a mask, you know? And this, cause this was like, I don't know, when we went to the MTV Movie Awards, maybe 2 years ago, a year ago. And I pull the stewardess over and I'm like, I'm having a full blown panic attack right now. And she's like, okay, what can we do? And I'm like,
I hate this person.
She's so like, and then they got me ice. I put ice on my wrist, you know, like that helps or whatever. Okay. But when I was like, and then I started just talking to someone sometimes helps me.
Yeah, so I
started like telling her like all about my anxiety disorder. And I see the hat in front of me just slowly like peer its eyes over the seat, like, what the fuck? And then turn back around. Like, I just saw the eyes and the mask and the hat. Like, what the fuck is this girl doing? Because I was freaking out.
It's
like, okay,
6 a.m.
It all started when I was 6 years old. And, you know, I was like,
doing a monologue.
My parents got divorced when I was really young. And I'm like, keeping the stewardess here, like, hostage, like, telling her my whole life story, trying to calm
down. And he's like,
down.
I want my fucking oatmeal.
And he's probably like, shut the fuck up, right? Because I'm like, blah, 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 and I don't even know it's Brad Pitt at this point. I just saw the hat and the
eyes. Just a man in a hat.
So then I finally calm down. I, you know, the ice thing and whatever. I finally go to sleep and I'm like a mess because I'm just like, you know, I was like so upset. I cry sometimes. But so like we land and we're getting off the plane. And I see a bunch of paparazzi and I'm like, babe, how'd they like know you were here? I'm thinking it's for my husband.
Yeah.
There's always
of course.
Paparazzi. Yeah. But usually like our team's pretty good at like doing it low key. And then they start going, Brad. And it's the fucking guy in the hat and the mask. And then he takes his mask off and I'm like, and he's literally walking right in front of us because he was the seat in front of me.
Jesus.
And they're like, Brad Pitt. And it was fucking Brad Pitt. And I was like, oh my God. Like, if I knew Brad Pitt was sitting in front of me, it would have knocked my panic attack out.
Yeah, you're like, it's okay, Brad Pitt is here.
I would have been like, what's up? Like, you know what I mean?
Hey,
like,
I'm cool. Fine. I'm
I don't
totally
have
chill.
Mental illness. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I'm very chill.
My dog's
I'm
really
hot
cute.
And nice calm.
Tits, you know, my husband's asleep. He's not awake, you know?
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He's what's up? Like, I would have very much kind of chilled out because, like, I don't know why, but like, if like something would have thrown me out of it.
Oh, it's Brad Pitt. It's human Klonopin. You're just gonna be like, oh, we're gonna be fine, everyone.
But what he should have, knowing he's fucking Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
turned out and been like,
are you okay?
You're right.
That would have been amazing.
And he would have been like, I am now. And he would have been like that.
I would have been amazing.
Tip the hat, turn back around.
I would have been so happy. But I think like it's like maybe he didn't want to get involved because I was like literally like telling this story. And he just looked like to be like, who is this crazy?
He didn't want to get sucked
in. Fucking psycho behind me.
That's so funny.
Do you think he was like, is that my ex?
Oh my God. Probably not.
Is that Jennifer? She's very anxious too.
Oh my God, dude. But that's, yeah, that's the story.
That's a great story.
That's a story.
Great story.
I didn't even get to meet him either. I was just like, just saw how neurotic I was. He was like, none for me.
He's like, paparazzi, get her out of all the photos. Photoshop her out. I don't want her. I don't know who the person is.
Try to walk like really far ahead. I try to walk faster.
Yeah.
He greets the paparazzi just to get away from you.
I know, right?
Hey, give me a hug.
Is that here? Oh, takes the mask off, immediately throws it. Hey.
He's like, let them swarm me. I don't
care.
He
just has security, like, remove me. I'm like, I didn't even do anything.
You can't take me off a plane.
You're about to.
That's funny. We got to wrap up, but really quick, did you have any weird jobs before?
I've done a ton of weird jobs. Oh my God. I used to answer a phone for prostitutes. I used to in LA. I worked for this really rich guy and I would just sit in the house and answer the cell phone and I'd book them.
You were
a talent
coordinator.
I wasn't a madam because they weren't my girls. They were his girls.
You were the secretary.
I was like a secretary and I would be like, okay, who are you calling for? Oh, you're calling for Angel. Okay, she's free this time. And I'd call her and book her. Like, and I had all their calendars.
You were an agent.
I did that for a while. I mean, I was a fit model in like downtown LA because I was super skinny and like they would these Asian people would just model they would use live models and they'd take all their samples and they would fit them to me and make clothes for hours.
Oh wow!
And it was actually an amazing job. It paid like $200 an hour back in the
sounds
day.
Sounds fun.
It was like a great job. Yeah. So I just had to stand there for like 5 hours a day, but you had to stay like 100 pounds. You had to be so skinny because they were doing the clothes on you and they liked to use a real person.
Okay.
And it's literally I was there for like 2 years as soon as you gained like one fucking pound,
you're fired.
You're fired. I watched so many girls get fucking cut.
When you got there?
They didn't weigh you, but they knew when you fucking stood up there. If you were not an absolute stick figure, it was not going to work.
That's
so
wild.
I did that for 2 years. I lasted the longest, and I was the oldest one doing it. But I just watched all these girls come in and out, and then as soon as I was like 105 pounds, and then I went to like 110, and they were like,
"You're
which
out."
Is also very skinny.
That's so skinny.
I was like, what
I'm
the hell?
130 right now. So that's,
and you're
that's,
thin.
That's yeah. 20 pounds that's, less than
Jesus.
I am because I'm 5'6".
Wild.
And they were like, they literally were so funny. Every time they'd fire someone, they would like, they spoke Korean. So they'd like go in their office and they'd be like talking Korean. And then they'd come out and they'd be like, "Yeah, we're so sorry, but we can't work with you anymore." Like they would just be like, "Bye.
You too fat."
Yeah, but they wouldn't say it, but that's what you knew.
Oh my God.
And girls would like cry because it was such a rad job. It was so easy.
Oh yeah,
like 5 hours a day, $200 an hour.
That's
it was amazing.
Nuts. That's nuts money.
Yeah, I made
that's
it for two
fucking
years. I did that. Yeah,
and then you're like, I'm hungry.
And then
you're like,
I'm hungry, but I can't
I was
use my money.
So
on food.
Hungry, you guys. Oh, I was fucking insane. But yeah, so then I did the phone thing. I what else did I do? I used to do like just to make ends work. I would go to Goodwill in Beverly Hills, and this is back in the day, like before Instagram and all that. I would go to Goodwill really early in the morning when they would get all the stuff in and put all the new
stuff
out.
You were flipping
stuff. And these fucking ladies would get rid of like Prada bags, fucking Gucci bags, like amazing shit. And I knew which one to go to. It was like Beverly Hills Goodwill time. And I became friends with people, so I knew the time that they did the dumps. You know, they did it every like couple
hours. That's smart.
So I would go there and be the first one to see what's on the cart. And I would pick stuff up. And there was only like 5 of us that did this back in the day. Now everyone does
it.
Because they heard about it.
You know, there was no Poshmark. There was you know, there was just eBay. And eBay was just kind of new even. And so I would go and I would buy stuff and then I'd resell it on eBay and make so much money. So I was always kind of like a hustler.
Yeah. I love
that. That's really smart. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, fuck
God. Well, go see Brittany live for God's sakes. Follow her on Instagram.
I'm just at Brittany Furlan, and I put the link in my bio. I perform a couple times a week, so I'm always posting about it. And yeah, come see me. I promise I'll make you laugh. If I don't make you laugh, I'll refund your money. I promise.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big promise. I can't do that.
I swear to God, come up to me.
I don't
me
make enough
and,
money to do
yeah,
that.
She I owe a lot of money.
I mean, yeah, you
yeah,
can.
You
we can.
Can.
Because they'll laugh.
Yeah, you will. You'll laugh at least one joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I saw you laugh. No,
one.
You
yeah,
laughed
yeah,
once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't get your money.
You cracked a fucking smile. Don't lie. Anyway.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here.
For
coming.
You're awesome.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, stay alive or whatever, people.
Bye.
Keep Tommy Lee alive.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.